I saw Frank after he'd been given the LSD, he said. We joked about it. What did he say? I asked. He said, they're trying to find out what kind of guy I am, whether I'm giving secrets away. You were joking about it? I said. We joked about it because he didn't react to LSD. He wasn't tripping at all, I said. Nah, said Norman. He was laughing about it. He said, they're getting very, very uptight now because of what they believe I am capable of. He really thought they were picking on him because he was the man who might give away the secrets. Was he going to talk to a journalist? I asked. He came so close it wasn't even funny, said Norman. Did he come back from Europe looking very upset? I asked. Yeah, said Norman. We talked about a week, 10 days after he came back. I said, what happened to you, Frank? You seem awfully upset. He said, oh, you know. I must admit, in all honesty, it's just coming back to me now. He said... Suddenly, Norman fell silent. I don't want to go on further than that, he said. There are certain things I don't want to talk about. Norman looked out of the window. It speaks for itself, he said. Eric hoped his press conference would at least change the language of the reporting of the story. At best, it would motivate some energetic journalist to take up the challenge and find an unequivocal smoking gun that proved Frank Olson was pushed out of the window. But in the days that followed the press conference, it became clear that every journalist had decided to report the story in much the same way. Eric had finally found closure. He was on the way to being healed. He had laid his mystery to rest. He could move on now. Perhaps we will never know what really happened to Frank Olson, but the important thing was that Eric had achieved closure. The story was fun again.